Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 28 kuNhlolanja 2021 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, sokulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi labili lengxenye 12,579 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm eZimbabwe.
My cabinet and myself, in 2 weeks, when the next confinement comes, I'll be vaccinated.
Ngizahlatshwa, njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa.
Lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni yeSinopharm lemfundiso ethulwa nguhulumende. Induna zakweleZimbabwe lezakwaZulu zithi kumele kume ukudubulana phakathi kwabadabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli.
Ababuya emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofihla, sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, hlale phansi bambe umthetho.
Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany usungula uhlelo lokunceda abantwana emaphandleni abahluphekayo. Wezamasiko siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yokulotsholwa kwamantombazana enkundleni zokuxhumana. Zalethulela ezabatsha, ezamasiko, ezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abezempilakahle intethele izindaba labezomvikela abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye 12,579 sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm eZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi kuqala uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu usenzela ukuvikela uZulu kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Okhangelane lohlelo lokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 ekuhlangothi lwezempilakahle, uDokotela Agnes Mawumva utshele iphephandaba le-Sunday Mail ukuba kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzahlatshwa abantu abaningi kunsukwana ezilandelayo, njengoba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethi ijekiseni ye-Sinopharm kayibulali. Abanye abongi bathi bayawesaba umuthi lo onikezwe eZimbabwe ngeleChina. Umnangagwa uthi ilizwe lizathola amanye njalo amajekiseni alumuthi ohluzwe inkampani yakweleChina azahlatshwa yena. Abakudalela cabinet labanye abantu elizweni lonke jikelele.
My cabinet and myself, in 2 weeks, when the next confinement comes, I'll be vaccinated. You will be vaccinated and other cabinet ministers.
Ngizahlatshwa, njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa. Umongameli Xi Jinping usesinike amanye amajekiseni
angu-200,000.
Kodwa abantu lokhe bekhala ngokungabi lemfundiso eyeneleyo emayelana lokuhlatshwa kukaZulu ijekiseni yeSinopharm. Omunye wabasola okwenziwa nguhulumende ngumnumzana Collins Ncube.
Abilinganisa ku-clinical trial, so kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi sizakhamizi kuze ubekwazi ukuthi uyenze i-decision informed, ngoba kathesi kuyapha ngithiwa kuyahlatshwa ungakwazi ukuthi kuhambisana njani nemizimba yethu thike. Indaba yakhona iyahlupha.
Omunye njalo ngumnumzana Nqobizitha Khumalo, isikhulumeli sebandla le-People's Democratic Party.
Ukwenza ukuthi abantu bale kathesi kabakakwazi kababi lolwazi kakhulu ngalolu lutho, kodwa ngemva kwesikhathi kumbe zabunduka ekuhambe njani khonapho ukuthi umbijekiseni selifikile iningi labantu lihlatshwe ngombe kahlatshwanga. Into ehlupha ukuthi ye njengokukhuluma kwabantu abaningi abantu kabawuthembi lowo muthi.
Kodwa uMnangagwa uthi kumele abantu behlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm njengalokhu okwenziwe ngumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Bekukhangelelwe ukuba uMnangagwa uzakhuluma namhla ngohlelo lokuvalela abantu ezindlini kusenzelwa ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sowabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye 1,463 selokhu waqhamukayo kweleZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis.
Indu induna zithi sokumele abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe labakwaZulu babeke phansi izibhamu kulandele ukudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abedlula ithumi okubika ukuba abanye babo bafele eHillbro eyovele leBeria. Kwenziwe umhlangano namuhla eJohannesburg zinduna ezithe ukulwa lokhu kudalwe izigebengu okumele zibotshwe. Induna ezingene umhlangano lo zigoqela umnumzana Siphiwe Mhlongo, uNdwandwe, uDlamini, uThulani Mgoqo Jubane, leziphatha amandla zenhlanganiso emele abadabuka eZimbabwe, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Induna uMhlongo uthi kumele kuphele ukubulawa kwabantu eJohannesburg.
Imbiko lena isizile kwabanye umthombo yendaba kwezinye iy'nhlelo ethi kulwa uZulu nabafowethu baseZimbabwe ayilona iqiniso, kodwa kukhona ukuthi kuneqeqebane laseZimbabwe elibamba inkunzi lapha ey'tolo. Kulezi y'tolo-ke khona abafowethu lapha abayiphilisayo ngokugada ekuthiwa amanda cava babadubula-ke babavulaleke. Kwenzekile-ke ey'ndaweni ey'hlukene la eHebron naseUvel bafaka abantu kanjalo. Kwezinye iy'ndawo bikuthi usecurity lo osuke lapho mayesehamba bamlandela bamshaye bamphuce isibhalo. Ngeyindlela ke namhlanje umhlangano wethu besinawo nenduna esinazo lapha eUvel uthe wonke umuntu akabuyele kumuntu wakubo awumtshele ukuthi impi ayikho. Yigebengu lezi siyithumela abafuthi baseZimbabwe abayitshele ukuthi azingakwenzi ukuthi ibambe inkunzi la.
Lokhu kusekelwa yinduna uNdwandwe.
Nababuya emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofisa sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, hlale phansi bambe umthetho. Zonke iy'nduna sizokudlulisa kuzo ey'nduna zakithi eZimbabwe, sihlangene nazo induna uJubane njengalokho esekhulumile uJomane Mhlongo, nabe sihlangene naye induna uDlamini, bikhona induna amaqhamu ibikhona, sihlangene nezinye-ke iy'nduna engingayibala ezikhona, kodwa nje kulo mlilo oshayo sithi cha awume.
Induna uJubane laye uyakusola kakhulu okwenzakala eJohannesburg.
Umhlangothi zombili ngapha kwaZulu nangapha esimeni sakithi samahlabelo ngithi mina ayiphele lento, siyacela abantu bakithi umuntu abothi maye esendaweni yenye indoda afika ihloniphi indawo yenye indoda, ngoba lo la isikhona la umuzwa yenye indoda kuyadingeka ukuthi umuntu uma esemzini wenye indoda afika ahloniphi.
Omele ubulelani lobhekola Khumalo wakhethwa umdeni wakoKhumalo ukuba yinkosi yamaNdebele uMnumzana Bonman Khumalo uthi kumele abantu badonse ndawonye ukwenzela ukumisa uDlame olwenzakala eGoli.
Lobo yibugebengu okumele ukuthi bukhuze sonke sihlangene. Yilokho mhlawumbe abanye babonile amavidiyo uJubane ekhuluma, uMhlongo ekhuluma, uNgqaba uthi uMabhene ekhuluma, loNdwandwe uNxumalo ekhuluma. Yikho-ke hhayi bakothi lanxaka kweyokhona izinto lapha lalaphayana, kodwa-ke hhayi siyawubhula umlilo njalo ubugebengu phansi lobugebengu ngeke sikuvume.
UMnumzana Ngqaba uthi uMabhena, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uthi ukubulawa kodabuka kwaZulu kwadala inkemenkemele.
Kulezi gebenga ezizalwa eZimbabwe ezilapha eGoli ezasuka zisiyabamba inkunzi kwesinye sezitolo eHillbro, isitolo leso umuntu osilindayo singathi ngugadi kumbe security guard ungumZulu ngokuzalwa, bathe ma befika lapho bamdubula bangena ngaphakathi bayatshontsha bayenza lokho abakwenzayo ubugebengu babo. Bathe ma bephuma bathola ukuthi udubuleke esiswini akazange adlule emhlabeni, babuye bamdubula-ke waseyabhubha. Kusukela lapho-ke izigebengu lezo lalabo abasebenza esithi ngama-undercover ikakhulu ababuya kwaZulu basebeqala-ke ukudubulana kuhamba sekudingwana. Kasila siqiniseko lenani labantu abadutshulweyo badlula emhlabeni, abanye babala ukuthi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-8, abanye bathi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-13 indawana zonke, kodwa kasilayo inamba eqondileyo.
Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwele South Africa lezeZimbabwe ngodaba lolu.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6175 laku 7255 kHz ku shortwave.
Umculi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany unothando nomina bhulu usebuthanise inkulungwane ezingamajumi amabili zamadola emelika 20,000 yokuthengela abantwana abaswelayo ukudla elizweni. Uzaqala uhlelo olubizwa ngokuthi hashtag stop hunger in Zim eTshankwe esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Usebenza lenhlanganiso yesizo lwethu ekhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Shelter Hlomani Diamond Masina. Ake sizwe unkosikazi Masina ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Sanibonani emakhaya, ibizo lwami nguShelter Masina, ngingumphathi wenhlanganiso okuthiwa yisizo lwethu. Njengoba ibizo lethu lisitsho, inhloso yenhlanganiso yethu ikusiza abantu abaselwayo ngezempilakahle, ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya. Siyajabula ukuthi sesixhasane le World Peace Berlin le AMX Foundation ngohlelo lokudla ebantwaneni besikolo. Uhlelo lolu lulethwe ngomunye wazalwa wakhuliselwa khonale ebulilima eTshankwa.
Awusitshele ngamafutshane ke ngonkosazana Nothando Nomina Bhulu.
Lintokazi ekuthiwa nguNomina ingumhlabeleli khonale emazweni. Isifiso sakhe besekuyikuthi ancedise lapho aphuma khona, aqale ngesikolo lapho afunda khona, ebeselandela ngokuncedisa izikole esemaduzane. Ngokuya kwesikhathi ubefisa ukuthi wonke umntwana oswelayo ethole usizo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu kulabo abathe basixhasa kulumsebenzi esithe sifisa ukuthi siwenze. Kathesi umuma uchiphanga nge-COVID leyi, abantu abaningi baswele imisebenzi yabo, ngakho abenelisa ukuthenga ukudla okwaneleyo for abantu babo. Ngakho besifisa ukuthi abantwana labo belisi bethole ukudla ezikolweni. Siyabonga kakhulu i-World Peace Berlin, sibonge la i-AMX, but ikakhulu sibonge uNomina ngokwakhe ngoba kakhohlwanga lapha avela khona. Kukaningi ukuthi abantu besuke lapho abakhulela khona bekhohlwe, kodwa uNomina uthe yena ufisa ukuthi ebisele kulabo abamkhulisayo kulapha azalelwa khona. So siyabonga kakhulu Nomina, siyabonga kulabo abadonethayo, siyabonga kulabo abasixhasileyo kumsebenzi omuhle kangaka.
Unkosikazi Shelter Hlomani Diamond Masina, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yesizo lwethu, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sisikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli wakwele Melika uMnumzana Donald Trump ukhangelwe ukuthi namhla kusihlwa uzakhuluma emhlanganweni webandla lama-Republicans okuthiwa yi-Conservative Political Action Conference. Lokhu kuzaba ngokuqala ukuba uTrump abonakale emphakathini kulandela unqotsho kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe nyakenye nguMnumzana Joseph Biden webandla lama-Democrats. Amapholisa esida akuhlangothi lwe-Federal Bureau of Investigations athi usebonakele umuntu wabulala ipholisa ngozibandlela ngesikhathi abalandeli bawaye ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump bengena edale le-Congress befisa ukuthi kumiswe ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes. UMnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende wakwele Melika olubona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthi kumele inhlanganiso ye-African Union ingenele kumvukela we-Tigray lapho uhulumende okuthiwa ubulala abantu mahlayana esenzela unqoba amalecatsha e-Tigray People's Liberation Front. Okwamanje sokwesithathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko senzile manje.
Yena ubaba mkhulu.
Sithina masiko
babe lobo.
uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke siqhubekela phambili sixoxa lo mnumzana Zifiso Masiye, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu osanda kulobolisa umntwana.
Uyingcweti ke uyise omncane entweni ze-information technology lakoZoom labo. Kube lula kuye ukuba nguZoom host lokusihlanganisa sonke. Umkakhe uninomncane womntwana nguye obebhodabhoda in between thina labakhwenyana ngeWhatsApp ehlanganisa lapho okumele ahlanganise khona. Ubabakazi ube kuZoom engathi iZoom Station 3 eLeeds, England. Udade wabo omdala laye ube kuZoom Station number 4 eUmonde, eGoli. Abakhwenyana ube kuZoom Station number 5 eRustenburg, njalo njalo. Kodwa ngeZoom ngingathi besihlangene ndawonye sonke. Bekudingeka ke sonke sibe le Wi-Fi le network ebambekayo eqinileyo. Bekudingeka sibe lamafoni awe backup uma kusiwa inetwork. Imali zamafoni, imali zeZoom, imali ezenza ukuthi umhlangano uqhubeke kuhle. Sizifake khona phana kuma charges amalobolo ngoba yibo phela kumele abasilandileyo.
Okunyeke babamsiye
udingeka ukuthi o-anti labogogo abaqhakathekileyo emsebenzini onje babe khona kodwa basekelwe eduze ngabatsha abalolwazi lwezinto zabo Zoom. Bekudingeka njalo sicetshiswe kahle kahle ngokulandela lokulandelwa kwezinto zomkhuba ukuvela lokulobola ngabadala abalolwazi. Silandele wona kuyiloba sisebenzisa isimanje manje. Sivelaye umfundisi wokusibika enkosini lokusihola ngemlayo lemthandazo. Konke lokhu bekuhleliwe kwalotshwa phansi kuprogram yokulobola, program that was shared and distributed umsebenzi ungakasungulwa.
Lina-ke baba Masiye lenze njani kukho konke lokhu?
Bekudingeka ukuthi thina abeqembu lentombazana siqale sihlangane sibonisane siphane amazopha lama roles njalo sithi yes iprocess yonke singakemukeli izethekeli zethu. Kuhleliwe ke babadube ukuthi number 1 ukungena iguma imalini kuZoom abakhwenyana bazibika esangweni ngokucela ukungena iZoom meeting. Ngingathi iZoom meeting sokuliguma. So bayacela ukuthi sicela ukungena kuZoom meeting, nxa becela sesijaja ke imali yokungena. Bangena sibabone kuZoom kuma Zoom windows abo bayahlaliswa phansi njengabakhwenyana. Khonapho lapho abakhona kumbe kusemzini yabo kumbe kusemahofisini bayakhupha izicathulo banabe njengenjayelo. Abethu sibahlawulisile ke ukubona bengena nje begqoke amakawuzo baxotshwa egumeni bagqoka kuhle okuhloniphekayo baphenduka sebehlawulile. Kukhona icommittee ke eyama negotiation ebekwa kuWhatsApp group ezakuba ibhoda ngasese iye-negotiator ma kulezikhalazo zenhlawulo ezithile. Then 2 isivulamlomo. Bangena abakhwenyana kuZoom bamukele sebeza kutsho abahamba ngakho.
Ake siba lapha namhlanje uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Saqhubeka ngengxoxo le lomnumzana Zifiso Masiye ngeviki ezayo. Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli Gomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Gomo. Lamhlanje silesethekeli.
Linjani ncebo zikaThixo? Okhulumayo ngubaba uSibanda uBusana ngaphansi kwe-African Spirituality Religion kolo yakwantu. Ngibonga lami leli thuba engilitholile, ngibonga kakhulu. Ngingeke ngibe mude, bengicela nje ukuthi ngishiye nani lokho enginakho. Incwadi esizayithola ngika Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 uthi uJesu Kristi efika okwakuqala wazithakazelela wathi nginguJesu Kristi indodana kaJosefa oJosefa ababuya emuva kuJakobe, Jakobe kubo Davida, Davida kubo Isaac, Isaac kubo Abraham. Wayebiza okhokho bakhe ngamanye amagama wayezithakazela, wayezixhumanisa labo okhokho bakhe, wayebonisa imvelaphi yakhe, wayebonisa ukuzazi ukuthi ungubani. Bantu bakaThixo, singabantu siphila sinempande, impande zethu yimva yethu, neva sizazi ukuthi siyaphi singakazazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi, neva uzazi ukuthi uyaphi ungakazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Simlandela kanjani ozazi impande zakhe thina singazazi impande zethu? UJesu Kristu wayezazi impande zakhe ukuthi ngibuya kuphi, okhokho bami ngobani, ukhokho bami ngobani, nabobani nabobani. Wayezazi uJesu Kristu ukuthi uyaphi, neva uzazi ukuthi uyaphi ungazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Isihlahla ukuze sime zimpande, sibhalazwe zimpande. Once wasikhipha impande isihlahla kasimi. Lathi singabantu ukuze sime siphile silempande lapho sibuya khona. Kumele sizazi impande zethu lapho sibuya khona. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Namhlanje emhlabeni ubona kunje umoshakele. Sisukile kuimpande zethu, silahlile impande zethu. Kodwa sithi silandele uJesu. UJesu Kristu ubezazi, ubexhumene lempande zakhe. That's why ubezazi ukuthi uyaphi. Thina siphumile kuimpande zethu, kodwa sithi singabalandeli bakaJesu. Kodwa sizazi impande zethu. Kodwa uJesu Kristu ubezazi impande zakhe. Yikho simuzwa uma efika uMathew okokuqala ukhuluma ngempande zakhe. Yikho simbona uJesu powerful. Yikho simbona uJesu wayesenza into zenzeki. Because wayezazi impande zakhe. Namhlanje thina singama-Afrika silahlile impande zethu. Asizazi ukuthi singobani, kodwa sithi siyazi lapho siya khona. Ayenzeki lento, kumele uzazi ukuthi ungubani, ubuya kuphi, ikuzokwazi ukuthi uya kuphi. Yikho namhlanje Africa kunje. Yikho sibhekana lezimo ezinje. Sile diamond, sile gold, sile platinum, sila yonke into. But siyisona sona sizwe sihluphekayo. Siyathandaza, siyazila. But why uNkulunkulu angasiphenduli? Inkinga yethu, silahlile impande zethu. Asizazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi. uNkulunkulu ukumuntu ozaziyo. Once wazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi, uhloniphe impande zakho lapho ubuya khona, uzoba loxhumano lomdali wakho. Uthi uNehemaya mayezwa kuthiwa amathuna bokhokho bakadilikile, uleso sizwayo kuso wacela, wathi ngicela ukubuyela ngiyokwakhela amathuna okhokho bami, ngiyozixhumanisa leempande zami. Yikho siyokwazi lapho esiya khona. Niyangizwa abantwana bakaThixo, ngiyiphetha, cela ukuthandaza nani fihlo iYezulu mfihlo ingcwele. Singabantwana bakho eAfrika, siyisizwe esinakho konke bonke ubucwebe. Ngisho naphesheya igold liphusuka la, iplatinum la, ichrome la, wonke ama-minerals la, singabantu abathandazayo, siyazila. Silo mhla sile kwebe enhle, sile yilwane, kodwa siyisona esizwe esihluphekayo. Inkingi kuphi? Silahlile impande zethu, asilaxhumano lempande zethu. UNkulunkulu wesizwe esizaziyo, sixolele mdali. Sipha amandla, siqinise, silekelele. Simbona uJesu wafika yena wabonisa ukuzazi, wazazi impande zakhe. Yikho sibona uJesu powerful. Siyakubonga mdali wakho konke, siqinise ebunzimeni, sipha amandla, sizifunde ukuthi singobani. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Ngiyakhuleka mdali wakho konke. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Lenkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Lenkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha silo Mike Wobe.
Yebo yebo yebo, thakazo muhle zimpapo muhle lingalichona njani izulu kandaba. Ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethulwa namhlanje. Igama nguMike Hove. Namhla kuhlelo silo Robert Malunda, nguye owasungula uhlelo lweGateway to Elation olujonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngokungaboni. UMalunda uzasitshela okuningi ngohlupho ababhekane lalo elizweni phansi kohlelo lweCOVID-19 lockdown kanye lokunye. Malunda, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Sixoxa ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 elizweni. Tshela uZulu umbono wakho ngalolu daba.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. Inhlupho ezinye esihlangana nazo ukuthi i-lockdown le isivale ukuthi abantu bengathengisi, ikakhulu labo okuthiwa informal sector. Kwenza ukuthi abantu abangaboniyo nabo babanjwe yile ingxaki yokuswelakala kwemali lokuswelakala kokudla. Kuthi labo-ke abangaboniyo ngalesi sikhathi se-lockdown kusuka kube nzima ngoba nxa uhamba lapha emgwaqweni kwesinye isikhathi nxa sokumele uchaphe umgwaqo kuyamele uncediswe. Uyabungazi ukuthi umuntu okuchaphisayo lapho emgwaqweni ulawo noma akala umkhuhlane.
Kodwa ngiyabona phela ukuthi hayi ngempela liyasebenza gadalala ngalesi sikhathi kule COVID-19. Ngiyazi ukuthi kulohlelo lwe-Gateway to Elation olujonge ukusiza abantu abangaboniyo. Awusitshela okuningi mayelana ngalolu hlelo.
Ngiyabonga. I-Gateway to Elation isiza abantu abangaboniyo ngokubafundisa ulwazi lwakulezi suku lwamakhompyutha ukuthi benelise ukusebenzisa leyo mtshina.
Mina njengomuntu obonayo olamehlo vele, I'm very reliant nxa sisebenzisa bo keyboard. Lina likwenza njani ke?
Sisebenzisa lokho okuthiwa i-screen reader. So i-screen reader i-program enza ukuthi i-computer ikhulume. So lokho kuyabe kumbalela ukuthi e-screenini kulento enje. Lasemafonini ke efanayo silelo kuthiwa i-talkback kuma Android phone le voice over iPhone.
Manje imitshina yonke le efunakalayo iyatholakala lula na elizweni?
Imitshina le msakazi ayitholakali. Abantu abangaboniyo njengabantu abangela mali le Gateway to Elation njengenhlanganiso esathuthukayo ayikabi lawo amandla okubana iphi abantu leyo mitshina. Kodwa sisebenzelana lokho kuthiwa ama-American Spaces, inhlangano ze-American Embassy ezigcweleyo elizweni lonke leli, ikho esilayela khona abantu njalo lokubafundisela khona.
Inhlelo lezi ziyathuthukisa njani abantu abangaboniyo kule sikhathi abantu bavalelwe ezindlini?
Thina njenge-Gateway to Elation inhlelo zethu ziyaqhubeka. Siyazama ukuthi labo abangela amafoni becele ezihlobeni zabo, ezihlotsheni zabo ukuthi besiboleke amafoni abo nxa sisenza inhlelo zethu. Lathi nxa silakho silokubanika idatha ukuthi bebe layo bethole information eqondileyo, ngoba yabona ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID kunamanga amaningi agcweleyo lokwethuselana okuningi okugcweleyo lapha ku-WhatsApp. Kodwa-ke siyabe sifisa ukuthi umuntu abe le information eqondileyo, ulwazi oluqondileyo mayelana le-COVID-19.
Hayi Robert, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Isikhathi sesidlule ngumangoyi. Zulukandaba, abafisa ukuxhumana lo Robert lakho ukuxhumana laye ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +263 775 579 305. Silukuqiba lapha uhlelo lwanamhla Zulukandaba. Sohlangana ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection. Oliver Lisayo ngiyenjabulo. Igama lami nguMikeove. Bye bye.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mikeove. Ngakugqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje wathi sikhangele ebesilazo. Sokunabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye 12,975 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-Sinopharm. Kodwa lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni le mfundiso eyethulwa nguhulumente. Induna zakwaleZimbabwe lezakwaZulu zithi kumele kume ukudubulana phakathi kwabadabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.